Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 15th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Cromarty, Trafalgar, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, North Shannon, 1,034, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in northwest Viking. Drizzle, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Northwesterly at first in South Atsira, otherwise westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Cromarty. Drizzle, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, 3 or 4, backing southwest, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Fisher. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. North or northwest, 2 to 4, backing west or southwest, 4 or 5, mainly fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. East, 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Easterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the south. Thundery showers in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest, 4 or 5 later in Irish Sea. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallon. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and north. Occasional drizzle, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides. Southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 7 to severe gale 9 later. Drizzle, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in north. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 7 to severe gale 9 later. Drizzle, then rain or showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 at times. Rain or drizzle, then wintry showers, moderate or poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 14th of November. Tyree, automatic, southwest by west, 3, drizzle, 800 metres, 1028, falling. Stornoway, southwest by south, 4, 32 miles, 1025, falling more slowly. Lerwick, west by south, 7, slight rain, 1 mile, 1020, falling slowly. Wick, automatic. West by south, 2, 19 miles, 1024, falling. Aberdeen, northeast by north, 1, 2 miles, 1026, falling. Lucas, west southwest, 3, rain, 1.5 miles, 1027, falling. Boomer, west 3, 1028, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by north 2, 1030, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north 4, 11 miles, 1029. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Northeast 3, 1031, falling slowly. Jersey, east by south, 3, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1029, now falling. Channel light vessel, automatic. Northeast 4, 1030. Scilly, automatic. East by south, 3, 15 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by east, 2, 7 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Aberporth, south, 2, 8 miles, 1031, now rising. Valley, east by south, 1, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast, 1, fog, 700 metres, 1031, falling slowly. Valencia, northeast by east, 1, 27 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 1, recent drizzle, 1600 metres, 1030, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest, 3, fog, 900 metres, 1029, falling slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, west 3, 11 miles, 1029, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 14th of November 2024. The general situation. High pressure currently lying over the southern half of the United Kingdom will gradually move away southwards during the next day or two as a cold front moves in from the northwest. This will bring a spell of rain accompanied by some strong and gusty winds which will reach gale force across parts of northern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering westerly later, increasing severe gale 9 at times later in north. Occasional drizzle in north, then rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, then veering west later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 4 or 5. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly, backing westerly 2 to 4, then backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsea Bill. Variable, becoming westerly or northwesterly later, 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming westerly 3 or 4 later in northwest. Mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southeast 2 or 3, veering south or southwest 3 or 4, then west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Drizzle at times later, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4, then increasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, then veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later in north. Drizzle at times, then rain later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, then veering northwesterly later in north. drizzle at times, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, then veering northwest later, drizzle at times, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in far north. Occasional drizzle, then rain, then squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, west 5 or 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 7 to severe gale 9 later, occasional drizzle, then rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in three of the world's largest economies, the United States, Japan and India, as Donald Trump nominates his new healthcare secretary.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he came in. And he's going to help make America healthy again.
We'll bring you reaction from the healthcare industry.
Well, I can tell you, you know, as someone who's working in the public health community, this is sending shockwaves among our public health community. This is not good news.
And the Guyanese government announces a payment of nearly $500 to every adult. But is it enough?
Many people are welcoming the idea of the cash grant. Others are saying, well, they deserve more and they deserve more often.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has selected Robert Kennedy Jr. to be Secretary of Health in his incoming administration. Mr. Kennedy, an estranged member of the Kennedy clan, is a noted vaccine sceptic, but Mr. Trump said he would help make America healthy again. Jessica Parker reports from Florida.
The fact he's been given a role is no surprise, but this will nevertheless be another contentious pick by Donald Trump. The president-elect is putting one of the nation's most prominent vaccine skeptics in charge of America's healthcare agencies. RFK Jr. has a history of amplifying debunked conspiracy theories. The cabinet-level role will require Senate confirmation, so it could be yet another test of Senate Republicans' willingness to get behind Mr. Trump's more controversial picks for his future administration.
Scientists and former political leaders say the UN climate talks process must be reformed. In a letter written at the latest conference of the parties takes place in Azerbaijan, the group argue that host nations should be fully committed to the phasing out of fossil fuels. The Azerbaijani president this week called oil a gift from God, while organising officials have sought to arrange business deals. Meanwhile, human rights groups have accused the Azerbaijani government of using the COP summit to crack down on environmental activists in the country. This is the third year in a row a country hosting the event has been accused of curtailing the legal right to protest. Here's Esme Stallard.
Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have reported what they say is a worrying trend in arrests of environmental activists and researchers since Azerbaijan was selected last year to host COP29. One of the estimated 300 prisoners, Anna Maldi, was arrested in April on charges of smuggling after he co-founded an organisation calling for the government to do more to align its policy with the Paris Climate Agreement. Just a few months earlier, the government in Baku had announced it was planning